There are lots of wild places in western New York, and artist Jappy King Black discovered one right behind her house. Every morning, she pulls on a pair of hiking boots and a straw hat and picks up a pair of red pruning clippers.
But we're going to walk into the woods so that you can see pretty much where I get everything.
She walks down a path into the forest under a thick canopy of leaves. She stops and squints up at one tree that looks like it's wearing a skirt of grapevines.
The grapevines are all wound around it, and you can see some of the bark flaking off. And up at the top, there's a little bit of green, but mostly down here, it's almost like a tent and a shape that's could be a lot like what I do with my sculptures. It's making a support system from the very thickest old-growth grapevine.
With a decisive squeeze of the clippers, the artist cuts off a thick section of the vine. It falls off and lands on the ground. The vine left hanging there oozes clear sap at the cut.
It's old, old growth. It's been in this tree a long time.
This western New York forest is very different from the wild places the artist knew as a child. Jappy King Black was born in Michigan. Her father was a mechanical engineer who moved his family to South America for a few years when Black was growing up.
When we lived in Mexico, I couldn't speak Spanish well enough, so I had to draw, and I had to do either cartoons or make people understand me in some way. And until I learned the language, I spent a lot of time drawing.
She became more skilled at it, too. She studied art in Rhode Island and at Syracuse University. Then her husband got a job at SUNY Brockport.
He drew a big circle and said, "Let's live near Brockport." So I had to find a house that was pretty close so that he'd just have to roll down the hill to get to the college.
That's how Black discovered these woods behind her house.
You smell something sweet? Well, when we get a little further on, you'll smell this honeysuckle.
How did you discover the idea of using grapevine to make art?
Well, a former student of mine brought grapevine over when I lived in Rochester, and we made baskets. We made melon baskets. And that was the first time I ever really used grapevine. And then once we moved to Brockport, I started seeing a lot of shapes, like if you see the way the grapevine goes up into the trees, it's completely covering the tree. And it started making sense that it would be interesting to use it.
To do that, Black cuts down about half a dozen thick vines. Binding them together, she drags them out of the woods and brings them to her studio, where she twists the vines into huge, human-like figures.
See, there's a cut piece right there. And I'm going to take this and bind it around. It doesn't have arms. It's not going to have legs. It's more a form and more of an abstraction of a shape. And so I think probably someone walking by will notice that there is maybe a head and shoulders, or maybe altogether it might look like something different to them.
That's for sure. Once the artist sets seven of these big sculptures on the lawn of the local public library, people see all kinds of shapes. Some say the sculptures are mysterious and ghostly. Others say they look like old people. A mother with two daughters walk around the shapes together, deciding they must represent a family.
The one laying down there, the one that she's touching, that's the mom because she's tired. So she had to lay down. We decided that.
And that one there is the father giving the mom some food.
It's really cool. I like this. I like these two family members leaning on each other, you know, just kind of holding each other up. It's really neat.
But not everyone is so enthusiastic. When I ask two other women what they think of the sculptures, one rolls her eyes and declares, "It's a bunch of sticks."
Bunch of sticks that you can go up in flames anytime.
Oh, it just looks like something ancient to me. I don't know. It looks kind of out of place, to be honest with you. That's what I think.
For one, you have to be attuned to what she's saying, because some people would look at it and say, well, you know, it's a bunch of vines. So I think there has to be some sensitivity on the part of the viewer, and I like that, so that the viewer has to work at it too.
Artist Jack Wolski voted with the Rochester Arts Council to give Black a grant to make her sculptures. Wolski says he admires the artist's sense of adventure. Black's art appeals to him, he says, because it's inspired by nature.
And I think if you have a response to nature and to organic subject matter, there's a natural pull to her work because it has the very qualities that you appreciate in nature. So she works in tune with nature and doesn't try to force it and collaborates with nature in an interesting way. You know, it's like someone said to Picasso once, you create art. And he says, I don't create art. He says, God creates, I find. And she has that quality of finding what's in nature and then presenting it to us in her own personal way.
And whether viewers see a whole family in her art or just a bunch of sticks doesn't bother Jappy King Black. She says she's developed a pretty thick skin when it comes to criticism. She says Wild Grapevine is a good metaphor for the way she wants to be. She admires its qualities.
Versatility, and that it bends and it doesn't break and it's really flexible. And I think as an artist, you have to be that too. You have to be able to work in a certain confined area, but be flexible enough to make it your own. And that's what the grapevine has been really inspirational in using that.
Even the vine's destructive qualities appeal to Black. The way the vines wrap around trees is a symbol, she says, of loss and metamorphosis. That's why she's planting flowers at the base of her newest sculptures, so that life will grow up and wind around the vines she's twisted into human forms. In Brockport, I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.